Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty Shop for the Soul is a magnificent transformation to restore, cleanse, and tap into the essence of who you truly are. Beauty Shop for the Soul gives you the experience of a new makeover from inside out. Beauty Shop for the Soul was a universal gift to be birthed into the world to host Joanne Buckner. Joanne received this incredible gift through a meditation to share with others to awaken the soul. Beauty Shop for the Soul is a true magical process of the divine being you truly are. Now sit back, relax, and let Beauty Shop for the Soul take you on a new, exciting journey with host Joanne Buckner.
Welcome to Beauty Shop for the Soul. And as the intro said, everything starts from the inside out. There's nothing that was ever created by the Creator, and all things were created by the Creator, and it all starts from the inside out, and it is true for each and every one of us. It appears that things come to us externally, but in the same way that the chair that I'm sitting on now was a chair that first was conceived in the mind of someone before it became manifest as a physical, tangible item. And so it's not just with things that as solid as a chair. It has to do with relationships, harmonious or relationships that are chaotic. No matter what they are, there is some seed that has been sown in the fertile soil of the mind of man that has manifested a particular experience or relationship, giving us then the opportunity to explore what is showing up in our lives and recognizing that only we have the power and the authority to change whatever it is. Should it be something bringing a degree or degrees of discomfort? And so what a gift that is to know that whatever is happening, if you're not happy, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. I'm a storyteller. And storytelling, we're all storytellers, actually. I'm not saying that I do it professionally, but all of us do it. From the moment we are able to talk, we began to tell stories. And how else could we tell but from our own perception and level of understanding? Of course, over time, as we evolve in consciousness, the things that used to disturb us no longer do, because we've changed our perception. And as we change our perception, we change our stories. And as we change our stories, we change our lives. I have a friend that many years ago told me that she couldn't stand a certain person. It was a guy that was interested in her. And that was her declaration, that she just couldn't stand him. But what I found to be interesting is that time, and it was an extended period of time, she married the person that she said she hated. But what happened there was that she changed her perception of him and of herself as well. And so perhaps behind this resistance and reluctance was this fear of having a relationship that she didn't quite know how to handle. But anyway, what is showing up in your life that is bringing you physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, all the areas and aspects of your life? You know that many of us have several areas working well. I know people that make money. In fact, one program that I participate in, the woman who is a facilitator says frequently, I can manifest any amount of money that I want anytime I want. And she's not talking $50 or $100. She's talking big bucks. We're talking, and in fact, this person is a self-made millionaire. And so she has demonstrated to herself this potential and possibility. The thing that's so interesting is that you and I have the same potential. We just need to have the same level of commitment, the same willingness to practice the presence. And what does it mean to practice the presence? Well, that is what the Beauty Shop for the Soul is about. And by the way, I am Joanne Buckner, the creator and founder of Beauty Shop for the Soul. And in a Beauty Shop for the Soul, it is a program of transformation where you get to move from where you are, wherever that may be, to a place of desire. And it may be for higher education. It could be for travel. It doesn't matter what it is. And we not only get to go to the places we desire, we also, because everything works according to law and everything starts from the, when we imagine ourselves having less than what we desire and put enough attention and energy and focus on that, guess what? We get to experience, express, and demonstrate the very thing that we would rather not have expressing in our lives. But back to the truth of who you are. The truth is, it is done unto you as you believe. It's done unto you as you believe. I remember as a youngster, to me, we were required to go to church and we read our Sunday school books and we talked about the lessons, but no one ever said how you apply these. They never even referred to them as principles. I now know that the entire universe operates according to spiritual principles and spiritual law. And so in the same way that with the law of the seed, whatever seed you sow into the soil and cultivate it, cultivating means put the appropriate amount of fuel, that is the light, the sun, the nourishment, the water, whatever it takes for that seed to take root and then sprout in your mind. So if you have a thought and your thoughts are your seed and you drop a seed of I don't like, I can't stand, I don't want, whatever it is that you add to the end of that, you get to have it just as surely as if you put seeds for tomatoes into the soil. The soil must obey the seed, the law. That is a place of transformation. You have seed, soil, and plant. And plant is just another name for also in the same concept of father, mother, child. It works if you would just imagine a circle that in a triad. Actually, it represents this infinite intelligence that is all one and everywhere present, but just operating in different aspects. So at the top, it is the conscious part, and we all have that aspect of mind, the conscious mind. That's the part that we get to control. We get to control it by making decisions about what we want to think about, what we want to do, what we want to say, and however it is that we choose. And some of these things are done unconsciously. In the days of my youth, I remember when they first started talking about subliminal messages. We would be at the movie theater watching the newsreel. And it seemed that suddenly people got up and went to a refreshment counter and got popcorn and got beverages, whatever it was that they got. And we later realized or were informed, basically, that subliminal messages were being flashed on the screen in the theater that basically said, go buy popcorn, go do this, go do that. And so these things still happen. They're all around us now. As we move through life, sometimes not realizing that we're being programmed through the atmosphere by those who are around us and in some cases responsible for teaching us how to function in this world and in this life. But remember, there's a sacred text that says, I'm in this world but not of it. And so what does that look like for you? If your chain is being yanked by everyone that you meet, or many of them, or any of them, it means that you have not taken the authority over your own self and your own decisions. And so Beauty Shop for the Soul is a place where we get to discover how you are using your, what is your unique, individualized expression of universal mind. And so I want to talk to you today about visioning. Visioning is a technique, and I'm sure many of you have heard it. Talk a little bit about what that means. And then I have someone who had told me that they were interested but was not available to listen today, but they would go into the archives. So I'm going to take you through a little process of visioning. And I want to first tell you that it's a very popular technique. It's not new, but it was, you might say, developed by Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, who has grown his congregation from 15 people meeting weekly in his living room to thousands of participants. In fact, in Los Angeles, Dr. Beckwith has three services on Sunday consisting of thousands in attendance at each of those services. Imagine if you were to use, and by the way, the key thing was, and still is, that every organization within that one organization uses the technique of visioning. But visioning is open for anyone and everyone to use. And so let me tell you first what it isn't. Visioning is not where you decide to physically see yourself doing something. Say, for example, you wanted to get a Mercedes, and so you would make a vision board and put up pictures of a Mercedes. You'd go to the Mercedes dealer. You would get in the car, smell the new car smell, perhaps drive it around the block. Is not visioning. So anything that you do, and it is not visioning. Visioning is a process, a procedure where the one who is doing the vision, first of all, it's generally facilitated by someone. And for all who are participating, the technique involves just becoming still. As it says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know. Be still and know I am God. And there's another sacred text that says, as Jesus spoke to, did you not read that I said, that I have said, that ye are God, with a small g, meaning that we have the same potential and possibility to use and incorporate the Christ consciousness that Jesus himself demonstrated. So we have this potential and possibility, but if we don't know our potential, and we may never know it, but it's always greater than anything that we've ever demonstrated. So in the visioning process, we become still and centered. And then the facilitator will guide you, really, through certain questions and allow that deeper self of you to reveal to you something that perhaps you've not heard before or heard and were not able to respond in an affirmative way to the questions that are being asked. Another thing that visioning is not, it is not interpreting the information that is given to you. It is not taking some preconceived ideas into the stillness and then coming out with the ideas you went in with and sharing it as something that came through visioning. That's a matter of integrity. So we're talking about the recognition that there is a presence and power in the universe that is everywhere present, is greater than any one of us. And it is infinite and available 24/7 to each and every one of us. For the universe is no respecter of person. So it's not where you visualize something. It's not where you do something. It is where you just become still and listen. And then whatever the impress of spirit is that you receive in accordance with the questions that are asked, then you get to, and by the way, you would need to have recommended a pencil and paper, or a pen and paper, so that as you get an impression, you would want to write it down, because it would be generally a session that lasts 20 to 30 minutes, perhaps a little longer, but not usually. And after that time, and during that time, you may hear sounds, you may see colors, you may see people or various other images. It could be an animal or some animals. It could be a place, Niagara Falls, the Nile. The point is, it doesn't matter. Whatever is coming up, without any analysis, you just make a note. If you know the person or not, as quickly and quietly as you can, you just make, and if you have this ability to do a shorthand where you can remember when it's over what it was, and over time you accumulate the notes that you've taken through the visioning. Now, the program that I told you about, they vision every week. Some vision once a month. Others vision every week. And it's totally up to you. You really don't, once you understand the technique and the process, stop you from visioning on a regular basis. I want to just say to you something that happened to me yesterday. And I vision from time to time, but I also use an affirmative approach, and that's part of what we do in Beauty Shout for the Soul. In Beauty Shout for the Soul, we get to explore our particular use of universal mind, as I said before, and then we look at how is that working in your life? How is that showing up? It's generally the way that you are. If you're one that withholds in some areas, probably you're going to see that pattern showing up in other areas of your life. And, of course, the whole universe operates according to universal law, and what goes out from us by law of reciprocity or circulation is always going to come back, and it's going to come back multiplied, just like when you can never count the number of items that come from a single seed. And so the same thing with the thoughts that we have. So in this visioning process, I'm going to guide you through a few areas, have your pen, have your paper, and then I'm going to invite you to, by the way, one more thing before we start. How many of you have things that you've wanted for some time, and perhaps you didn't get it initially because of the price? You thought it to be prohibitive or more than you were willing or able to spend according to your perception at any given moment. But now the time has come. You have an opportunity to acquire something that you've always wanted, a special item. You're going to bring it into your home. What do you do in your home before you bring in this treasure, you could say? What do you do? And by the way, you can push number one if you want, and I'd be glad to talk to you. All of us have had deferred, and some of those deferred dreams have come from as far back as the time that we were born, because in the context of the soul and the eternality of the soul, we all came with a purpose. There's not one person on this planet, I believe, that has not arrived here without a specific purpose. But we begin forgetting from the moment we take our first breath. And so by default, we have dreams deferred. Whatever it was that brought you into this realm, it brought you for a purpose and a reason. And if you don't remember it, you wouldn't even know if you happen to be following it. So this is conscious consciousness. This is a way to tune in and tap in to that deep, fathomless root of your being. What is it exactly that the universe has in store for you? As it is above, so it is below. And as it is above, so it is below does not mean that this energy and essence that we're calling the Creator, that you may call God or you may call whatever it is that you call, because what we're talking about is beyond religion, It is beyond denomination. It is just in the context of wanting to talk, to converse, to understand, to incorporate these principles. As I mentioned earlier, we went to church every Sunday growing up. But if I had needed to know how to apply the 23rd Psalm to my studying in school, I would not have known even that you could. I never thought about it until years later. It was just a time and a place where you enjoyed it, and sometimes the service or the music may bring a tear to your eye, and that meant you had enjoyed the service. Tickle was it. When you're having these experiences in a marriage that on the rocks, so to speak, how do you apply the 23rd Psalm or any other sacred text or scripture? If you don't know that, then you probably haven't embodied what we're talking about. And this is a place, and so I'm going to bring somebody on who has indicated that they want to speak, and so I'm going to invite you to just hold on, but in the meantime, call your friends, have them dial 646-200-4169 and push the number 1. We're going to do some visioning today. In the meantime.
Unmuted.
Hello.
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 Oh, good. I can hear you. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Great. Fantastic.
Well, wonderful.
Well, wonderful.
First name.
You're coming. I'm on the road, so I actually might lose you, and you'll just have to carry on without me because I don't know where it picks up again, but I'm on the way to the property right now.
Oh, okay. What we're talking about is meditation. Talk about it for a few minutes, but obviously you would not be close to your faith. Right? You would not do anything that would become relaxed. You would be alert to what you're doing. But I'll talk for a few minutes about it. So are you getting
here?
I'm getting a bad connection, so I think we'll have to talk later. You'll have to pick somebody else. I can't maintain that connection.
Well, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'll call you when I get stable. Bye.
Okay. Have a safe journey.
Have a safe journey.
Thank you.
No problem. So, we're just continuing this
Disney.
So I'm going to
you.
And not and sure what to do
not
with
sure what to do.
Okay. I'm going to invite you to if you're in a car, you will not
participate at
We're going to start out by asking about what you do about the dream of baptism.
valuable. Something that you desire, you want to go on. Well, remember that inside and out, what you do about bringing about the inevitability that you have, you've not experienced it before, or as you experience it inadvertently. But you can do this. So I'm going to, where constantly some house cleaning, going to, to, and this energy, universal energy,
that everyone And we are going to energy to
energy
through your cleansing all
there's
some form of energy.
Energy.
Generally
they
found
power
centers in
power centers in
it can be found around
the
So what I'm going to do is sit back. Take a deep breath. And close your eyes. Just release the breath.
Remember in a car,
you are just listening. So let's just take another deep breath. And begin now to notice the
shift in energy anywhere in your.
And we're going to breathe in again.
And so we know that.
There's only one in the entire universe.
It is omnipresent.
And it is available to us. And the only way it can operate is through us. So we get to choose whom we shall serve. What that means is to become the channel, the place. Fear shows up on the planet. In my case, I am the result of fierce desire to express itself in form. And so breathe in. And so we're going to ask this intelligence that is in you, that is operating through every muscle, tissue, fiber, and cell, through every atom and inch of your being. What is God's highest vision of itself as you? As me, as any one of us, and every one of us. What is God's highest vision of itself as each individual here on this call? And I'm allowing you a brief moment to tune in to that intelligence that has all the information and all the inspiration and all the affirmation needed for you to become consciously aware of God's highest vision of itself as you. And whatever response you get, just make a quick note. And be not dismayed if you did not receive a response. It will happen. Perhaps not in this moment. Perhaps not on this call. But as you continue to discipline yourself, you can expect to receive impresses of spirit in your own unique way. And as we move forward in this process, being mindful of the energy in and around you and how it is manifesting itself. And so we are asking this infinite intelligence that we call God, that is operating through each of us right now, how can I grow God's highest vision of itself as me? How can I grow through this process of experiencing God's highest vision as me, as you, as each of us? Breathe in. And again, make a notation. Whatever impression you have, the sight, the sound, the color. And it's okay to not have any of those or something beyond what has been mentioned here. And so as we move on, we introduce another thought, another question. Does this vision that God has of itself as each of us, is it connected to anyone else? Vision that God has of itself as each of us, is it connected to anyone else or any place else other than where we are? Listen to the still, small voice within for each of us, moving through the various stages of life, moving from a place of victimization to a place of self-actualization. And in order to make that transition, we are asking for revelation of, do we need to release in order to experience God's highest vision of itself as each of us? And perhaps your desire is to vision for your church, career, your family. There are no limitations in the mind of the infinite. As the scripture says, ask anything in the name and nature of that Christ consciousness, and you shall receive. And in this evolutionary process, we approach this infinite divine intelligence from the realization that in the infinite mind, it's already done. And so we are allowing ourselves to be the place where the infinite expresses itself and around us as us, because it is us. What is it that any of us need to embrace to facilitate each of us? Be still and know I am God. be still and know I am God. Make a note and breathe in. Is there a color related to the vision that God has of itself? Is this project or program? Is your career? Whatever the question is there a color that is related or relevant to it? And continue breathing in. Perhaps there's a sound that's connected to this vision that God has of itself as you, as each of us. Is there sound? And we ask that this be revealed in a clear, loving, harmonious, unmistakable fashion. And remember, this information may not come just at this moment. It may come at any moment subsequent to now. But you'll know that it is connected. You'll know with clarity that it is what it is. And so, for anyone that is visioning for your career, you might explore what is the career actually that God has of its highest vision for you? Perhaps it's not the one you had in mind. Though you may do well, career, you can maximize the experience by allowing this infinite intelligence to reveal to you through you, its highest vision of itself as your career. Is there anything you need to learn to understand, to embody or embrace that will enhance this journey in your career unfolding can and would facilitate this process? Is there a person relevant to your career? This has not to do with directing or controlling anyone else's life experience. It has to do with the recognition that in the infinite mind of the universe, anything at all that you need to know, say, do, or be, or understand, it's already known, it's already said, it's already done. It's already understood in the mind of the universe and is available to you now, at this moment. Anything at all that you need to know, say, do, or be, anything you need to understand, to embody, or to embrace in the mind of God And so we ask that it be revealed in a clear, loving, harmonious, unmistakable fashion. Is there a certain skill that you have that you can bring into this opportunity? Perhaps you haven't capitalized on it up to now. Perhaps it is a skill that you weren't aware that you have, but you do, and it's available to you. So breathe in. You know that when we breathe in, we actually activate the power centers in our body, particularly that hormone of the oxytocin. When we allow ourselves to turn away from the illusions of the world into that deep, deep, fathomless root of our being, where there's infinite knowledge, inexhaustible surplus substance and supply. Breathe in. God is no respecter of persons, and as we move from that one-time belief, meaning at some point in our lives when we thought that things were being done to us, we move into a stage of recognition that we initiate the things that are happening to us. So we move from to us being the doer. And so if there's something that we are doing that does not lend itself to God's highest vision of itself as us, we ask for the clarity and discipline, courage to release and let go of anything and everything that is no longer relevant to the highest vision that God has of itself as each of us. Feel and know. Be still and know. And so this is just a brief introduction into an aspect of visioning. And I would invite you to take a deep breath again and open your eyes and review the notes that you have. And if by chance you have none, let it be what it is. No right or wrong here in this experience. We are learning a new way of playing the game of life through visioning. And remember earlier, as we talked about what visioning is and what it is not, even though it may manifest the same output, the same result, visualization, it is a different approach, and there is no right or wrong. It's whatever works best for you under whatever circumstances you find yourself. And so now is the time that you would share with the group the impressions that were given to you during this time of visioning. Remember, no analysis. None. We observe what has been given to you and listen to what the others have to say as well. Each time you vision, you will take notes and ideally keep the notes together so that at some point as you review your notes, you begin to observe any particular patterns that show up, any impressions, music, or the same color, or whatever it is that's showing up. And you may be the only one that has the impression that you have, and that's okay too. Or it may be that a number of you get the same impression. There is no right or wrong. You will find that over time that these things, it will be revealed to you exactly what these impressions mean and how it fits into God's highest vision of itself as you or as your relationship, your career, your health, your finances, your creativity. Whatever it is. And when the impressions come at a time when you least expect it, you would want to give gratitude. I started out to tell a story, and I think I shifted, and it had to do with a part of the visioning process for me. Often when I go to my mailbox, if there's the mail person putting mail into the boxes, I usually make a comment like, would you mind putting letters with checks in them addressed to me in my mailbox? And occasionally it happens. And so yesterday there was a new mail person at the mailbox, and I made the comment, as I just mentioned, and I asked that this person, if they would, I didn't ask, I made a comment how happy I would be if, in fact, they would put letters with checks written to me in my name in my mailbox. And the person laughed, and I kind of smiled with her. And when I opened my mailbox from my side, there were actually four correspondences. And when I took them in hand, what each one stacked on top of the other one, I recognized that the very first one was a check. And so with enthusiasm, I'm like, ooh, look, 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 here's a check, here's a check. And so, of course, the lady was a bit surprised, and I didn't open the check, but I could tell that it was a check. And so I showed her the envelope, and then I lifted that one, and right beneath it was another envelope with another check. And I knew that it was a check because I actually, though I wasn't thinking of it at the moment, I get a check every December from the same person. It's someone who had invited a group of participants to develop an affirmation. And this affirmation that they would develop, they would use as a mantra in their own life every day. And on that occasion, the affirmation that came to me was, there's a song in my soul that says you are whole. Everywhere I go, it sings you are whole. You are whole, you are whole, you are whole. And so skipping over part of the story, there were over 30 women in the group, and about six of these participants, the facilitator took their affirmation one at a time and transformed it into a song. And then everyone in the group sang the song or the, chanted the chant, as the case may be. And so mine wasn't one of them at that time, but I so liked what I was hearing that everyone else was experiencing that I, too, wanted to have my affirmation transformed into a song. And so I made the arrangements by copying my affirmation and by taking two envelopes, one addressed to her and one to the facilitator, and a self-addressed envelope to myself, even with my return address as the same, so that my name appeared as the person receiving the mail and as the person sending it as well. And I put a blank cassette in there. There were cassettes in those days. And then, what else? A couple of dollars for postage in the envelope. And I carried them back down to the facilitator, who was quite surprised that most of the time, according to her, the participants would, who wanted their affirmation turned into a chant, would simply write it out and give it to her, which was fine. She had no issue with that, but it was just a surprise that someone had made it more convenient for her to do this. So a month or so later, I get my chant in the mail. I love it. And then subsequent to that, this lady did a concert in the area in which I live, and I went to the concert. And as I spoke to this woman, she said, "Joanne, I like it so much. I was just wondering if I might have your permission to incorporate that as a song on my next CD, which was going to be the next year." And of course, I would be delighted to have that experience, and I let her know that. And so to fast forward, maybe 6 months or so later, I get a call from this lady just to confirm that the deal was still on, so to speak, that it was, she still had my permission, and of course she did, to incorporate this song on her CD. Well, I've told you that story to tell you that one of the three checks that was in the mail yesterday, now it's not a humongous check at all, but it came from such a wonderful experience. I was only thinking of an affirmation. Nowhere in my mind was an idea that this could generate funds, and now I have been receiving a check from this person every December. How wonderful is that? And so that was a second check. And then there was a third one. Three checks in the same mail, and I've never received that many checks in the same mail at any time, although I've received single checks that may have had more money than any one of those, but what a blessing. And as we learn to recognize and appreciate and give thanks for the blessings that are unfolding in our lives, the blessings get bigger, greater, and more wonderful things happen. And prosperity is not just about finances. I just thought that I would share that as an indication of what can happen when we turn away from the illusions of the world and allow things to work from the inside out. And so that is what happened with that experience. And the fourth correspondence that was in my mail was from a friend that I have known since I was perhaps 4 or 5 years old, and that's a lot of years. And so what prosperity that was to have four correspondents, and three of them were actual checks with my name, and the fourth one was from a friend that dates back even to my preschool years. And as I mentioned, that's a long, long time ago. Well, there is something wonderful, marvelous, and magnificent in store for you just as well. Something beyond, as I never imagined, getting three checks in the same mail. There are always things when we are practicing the presence, when we are turning within as opposed to operating from the outside in. There's always something beyond our belief, beyond our imagination, beyond our expectation, but not beyond our appreciation. So I invite you to just give thanks for every blessing that unfolds in your life, no matter how small, no matter whether it was a conscious choice. In fact, a part of the prayer, remember when we are praying, we're not praying to change because that's already done. What we're doing is opening up ourselves to receive what's done. It's already done. And so today, about a minute early, I'm going to bring this to a close, and I invite you to review your notes. I invite you to, between now and to be still at least a few minutes each day and allow yourself vision that God has of itself as you. And make notes, and then call me next Sunday again on 646-200-4169. Share your experience of visioning this week.
Thank you for listening to Beauty Shop for the Soul with host Joanne Buckner here on Earth Angels Radio. For more information on Joanne, please visit earthangelsradio.com. You can also contact Joanne by email at ourbeautifulsouls@gmail.com or call her at 702-622-4937. What better way to transform than a day at the beauty shop? Beauty Shop for the Soul.